6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Tuesday. We're in Central Time here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour on Flag Day. That's June 14th for those of you who forgot. Yeah, it is a holiday representing and respecting the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, not the damn democracy. I wish these people would get that language out of their fool heads. Especially Pelosi, you know, the one that looks like Michael Jackson, wannabe bad makeup day. You know, Pelosi sits there, it's all about the children, about the democracy, about the democracy. And one of these days, I swear to God, her dentures are going to fall out of her mouth and the truth is going to come out. Yeah, when they're not doing that, they're trying to take away our guns. What else could they possibly be thinking? It's one of the reasons why, and before we went to Wayne Elliott for the little bit of education that we got on Strauss Naturals, we were talking about the commentary by Lex Green. When any government tells its people they don't need or have any right to keep or bear arms, especially within the USA, or that our Bill of Rights is not absolute, they are really telling you that you will soon need every weapon you can lay your hands on. And it just makes me wonder how many of you are out there right now as we speak buying weapons. How many? A lot? You know, if you didn't have an opinion either way about owning a weapon, seriously, this would be the time to do it. As a matter of fact, every time that a Democratic administration has come to power, people get scared, they hear things, and it finally, something happens during the administration that convinces them to go out and arm themselves. And these are things that we included in the News with Views article, Necessary to the Security of a Free State. Now, why did our founding fathers put that in there? Well, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. You see, they thought about the Constitution and the Second Amendment, and they understood what it meant for the federal government to have this overreach. And it says, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, they were endowed by their creator, so obviously our founding fathers... This being Flag Day, I feel a little patriotic. Our founding fathers knew defending yourself from harm is a God-given natural right. And if you disagree with me, and it doesn't matter what political subdivision you're in or what state of political harassment you're in, whether or not you're an enemy of the state politically because you've been convicted of a felony, you have the God-given right to defend yourself. It's just the way it is. There are some people that got sucked into the Patriot movement, and as a result of being sucked into the Patriot movement and being given bad advice, they got caught up in a mess. This is kind of like what January 6th was all about. People showed up, and they crashed the Capitol. And now they're holding political prisoners in jails all over the country. And, you know, this is the sad state of affairs. It's a Democratic administration. And you see, during the time of Ruby Ridge and Waco, it was a Democratic administration. And you see, Vernon Howell was telling all of his people in his compound up there, the Branch Davidian compound. That's the word they use when they want to demonize you, folks. Randy Weaver had a compound. It was a little $5,000 plywood shack, yet the government called it a compound because they could go on the media and they could demonize and get everybody to hate them to justify changing the rules of engagement to go in and kill them. Which is exactly what they did. And if you need a wake-up call, I invite you, and I know this is going to sound sick, I invite you to go online and Google David Koresh's autopsy photo, because it will show you what a burned body looks like. Pieces of it. Oh, it's still there. It's still online. You can find pictures of it. If you want to see what this government is capable of doing to a human being, go look at that. I know, that sounds twisted, but see, until you actually understand what this government is capable of doing to you, and see, governments are necessary to do the will of the people, just not the other way around. We are not slaves to the government. That's when it becomes tyrannical. And this garbage they're talking about, red flag, oh, come on, really? I mean, the states, 16 states already have the red flag laws there. And see, people can use this to wage war on other people just by making a phone call. Seriously. Just like the nurse who threatened my daughter could be taken out of my home. All she had to do was make one phone call. We're talking about a school nurse here. Red flag law is very similar, except all they have to do is say, he's got a gun and I think he's going to hurt himself. And the cops will show up at the door and clean him out of all his guns and ammo. And maybe even take him into custody and commit him. Put him in an insane asylum. Without a court order. Then it goes to court. And then you have to prove you're not nuts. You have to prove that the other person that called up did it out of spite. The Sixth Amendment says you are entitled to face your accuser. You really think they're going to do that with an anonymous phone call and the red flag law? You really think you're going to get that kind of justice here in America today? Yeah, if you've got a comment, chime in, 844-769-2944. We're still trying to get a hold of Dr. Artis. I'm not sure we're going to be able to get him on today. That is, I'm telling you, I met Dr. Artis in Myrtle Beach, and he gave a wonderful speech to a crowd of 3,000 people. And I guarantee you, with the stuff that he's dug up, he's a very busy man. Like I said, we're trying to get a hold of him, and we'll try to bring him on at some point in time during this segment. But you see, here's the thing. He's out there speaking the truth, like I am. We don't want to, our listeners, we don't want you to think that everything that we are talking about is repugnant to the Constitution. It isn't. Everything we're talking about right now is explained in this article we're putting on your email blast, Necessary to the Security of a Free State. Commentary by Lex Green. So, now we're just being informed that Dr. Artis will be on the 21st. So just to let you know, we're going to be taking your phone calls. It's open lines, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in on our conversation. Every time Congress starts talking about this, I got to think about the lead up. I got to think about the game plan. I got to think about the terms they're using, like insurrection. Apparently, some of our members of Congress have not read anything about Shay's Rebellion, because if they'd studied history, they wouldn't be opening their mouths and spewing out stupid lies. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio said members of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol breach. Oh, are we talking about the Liz Cheney show again? Thank you, Don Pardo. He's claiming that the Select Committee altered a text message exchange between him, Jim Jordan, and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. We also know that this committee has altered evidence and lied to the American people about it, so much so that they had to issue a statement which says, we regret the error, which is government speak for, we got caught lying, Jordan told Fox News yesterday. So that's what this committee's about. I think the country sees it for what it is, a partisan political activity. It is nothing but theater, folks. And every one of the people that is on this committee needs to be voted out of office. Every single one of them, Benny Thompson. Seriously, you're locking all these people up. They are political prisoners. They have been locked up, not allowed to bond out. Some of them have. Most of them have not. There are still dozens that are still locked up. And this is, you know, much the same way as Waco or Ruby Ridge or Gordon Call. Any number of things. Any number of assaults on American freedom. And you see, this assault on American freedom, wanting to take away the right to own what militias, a well-regulated militia. I don't see any states out there organizing anything but military militias. I don't see a well-regulated militia being organized by county sheriffs, and they should be. It's necessary to the security of a free state. I mean, how many constitutional sheriffs do we have out there? I mean, that seriously is what this is all about, folks. And then you've got people like Jim Jordan that are finally calling Adam Schiff and his Schiff show, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, showing an image during a hearing about communications between Meadows and others, including Jordan. It was displayed as the House committee was discussing whether to hold Meadows in contempt. And the message was presented as, quote, on January 6, 2021, Vice President Mike Pence, as president of the Senate, should call out all electoral votes that he believes are unconstitutional as no electoral votes at all, unquote. Schiff at the time described the message as an attempt by Jordan to suggest that, quote, the former vice president simply throw out votes that he unilaterally deems unconstitutional. However, it turned out the text message was a direct quote from the Department of Defense Inspector General Joseph Schmitz, according to the Federalist, and not from Jordan himself. The message was also edited to cut off the rest of the sentence, which read in full, in accordance with guidance from Founding Father Alexander Hamilton and judicial precedents. You gotta wonder about this. This is crazy stuff, folks. I know our regular callers out there are just happy to get involved in this conversation. Tom in Michigan, what's going on?
Yeah, you're talking about the guns and the right to self-defense. And, yeah, I got a card I've been dying to play here. When, you know, the Democrats are, you know, they're always saying, well, you know, you being armed, you know, you're wrecking the country, and you know all these people are going to die because of you and what have you. And I'm looking here at John chapter 11. It says Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And, you know, that was shortly before the, I guess it was about a week before the crucifixion. So, I don't know. I think it applies. They're trying to take away your individual rights or my individual rights and, you know, lay in some, you know, they got some speculation of what's going to happen. You know, that's a lot of this stuff where they want us to minority report somehow, where you know, people think that pre-crime is something that's just going to be easy. You were talking earlier about the gun dealers. I'm not in favor of prosecuting gun dealers. If they're obeying the law, you know, I say leave them alone. Some places will go the extra mile, and some places won't.
What's your take on what I said, Tom, about the fact that gun owners or gun store owners should be asking more questions of young kids who walk in with that kind of cash? Don't you think that makes sense?
Well, it might make sense, but the thing is it'd be pretty hard to draft a law like that. And see, when you're talking, if you're talking expanded background checks, my opinion is their crown jewel is they want registration, because registration is confiscation, and they're going to try to sneak it in there some way. They want to try to get federal jurisdiction over my property, over my private property and my Second Amendment rights, where, you know, the FFL has a contract with them. They have that license, and they got to obey those regulations. I just don't know of any regulation that says they have to grill somebody when they're selling a legal product to somebody who's legally allowed to buy it. You know, they've done the background check. They've done the whole nine yards. And, you know, I'm just not in favor of expanding that to some regulation that's not supported by statute.
Okay, Tom, if that's the case, then I'm going to go on that thought process, and I'm going to say, okay, so the federal government, the kid walked into the store, Salvador Ramos walked into a gun store with $5,000 in cash, they ran a background check, they cleared him, so this is all the fault of the federal government, what happened in Uvalde. and now they're trying to punish the law-abiding, gun-carrying citizens, right? Does that make sense? It's all the federal government's fault. They got no right accusing us of anything.
Well, I mean, I agree. They're trying to, you know, disarm us. They're thinking that by disarming us, you know, that's gonna somehow save their position. Okay, you know, they march the children out there with their sad stories, and oh yeah, it's sad, but I mean, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Frankly, I don't know any of those people, and they don't know me, and that might sound cold, but. You know, as far as I don't see it as anybody. Okay, here's whose fault it is. Okay, there's a parable. It's wheat and tares. It says there was good wheat in the field, and an enemy came along and put tares in with the wheat. And so those tares, the owner said, "Hey, we got to let these two grow together because we can't trample the wheat trying to get rid of the tares." And now we're seeing, we got to accept reality. What we're seeing is a world where these tares are getting very large, you know. And we got to, that's why, you know, when I was in high school, it would have been, nobody even thought of teachers being armed. Now, you know, I think teachers should be able to, you know, pack heat and they have take an NRA training course and marksmanship and advice on the proper type of weapon and a deadbolt. And see, that's cost effective too. If they go trying to just throw money at it and hire a bunch of people, or most of them are just going to sit around all day and be bored and get teased by the kids. It doesn't make sense to me. I suppose if a school district wants to hire somebody, fine. I just think armed teachers, even an inexpensive kind of video and intercom inside the school in a deadbolt lock. Hey, I'll tell you what, somebody shooter goes walking past the classroom. You know, you open up the door and you let them have it in the back of the head with 124 grain hollow point. And the NRA and, you know, instructors can train a person to be able to do that. And with, you know, relative safety, you know, nothing's ever 100% safe. But, yeah, as far as strategically, I think arming the teachers. But there again, we got, you know, these people, I mean, they're coming around with body armor now. Okay.
That would be something. Teachers wearing Kevlar vests. I could just see
well,
that.
No, but I mean, my target, if I'm a teacher, I got a target, a head target. That's a small moving target. That's a difficult target. They'll teach you in like a CPL instruction. Never shoot for, always just shoot for center mass because you don't want to try to hit a small target like that.
That's right.
You know, so.
Well, we appreciate your input, Tom. Thanks so much for that. Wow. That's heavy duty stuff. I guess, you know, using that logic, I really think I can blame the federal government for what happened at Uvalde. I mean, seriously. And here we have Border Patrol. Who are they employed by? The federal government. They pay them. The Fed pays them. Who took out the shooter? Supposedly somebody who works for the federal government. But yet the local cops told everybody to stand down. See, a lot of this stuff is not making sense, but they took an oath to defend and protect and serve. Not the other way around. And they're arresting and tasering or threatening to taser people who are trying to go in there to get their kids, begging and pleading, and they're putting handcuffs on parents. You see, this whole scenario is turned upside down, and I just have a really hard time with, you know, the stuff that's being put out by Republic Broadcasting. I mean, you may think that some of their commentators, and I'm talking about that article that we just mentioned up front that Jim Crenshaw put on a bit shoot, of the Uvalde school shooting children have any record of ever being born, and no obituaries for any of the alleged Uvalde shooting victims. I mean, we knew about the obituaries, and I've been looking online. If you can find an obituary online, please send it to me. I want to see if you can find one. Send it to me. Now, why would they not publish an obituary even of a child if they were taken out? Did they do this with Marjorie Stoneman down in Florida? Did they do that? Did they publish teenager obituaries I mean, who's doing the research out there? Who is holding authorities accountable? Now, in that case, the shooter lived because he laid his weapon down. He'd already done the damage, and the resource officer apparently that was there didn't stop him. You know, you got to wonder about that, too. And see, the law says, the Supreme Court has ruled, that the cops are not liable if they don't come to your aid. I mean, this is crazy, and it just goes to reinforce why people need to arm themselves. Because the next people that may be coming to your door are there to do you harm. Because they don't like the way you think. They don't like the way you dress. They don't like what you posted on social media. So they've got an order to take you out. I mean, seriously, what does it have to come to? How many, like I said before, how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges is it going to take for people to wake up? And there's all these unanswered questions. Nobody's being held accountable. Do you get it yet? I know. That sounds like one of these really crazy tirades, doesn't it? Oh, there's just more reasons why that, you know, we need to be waking up and paying attention to what's going on around us. You know, it gets worse. It's the news in our next half hour because we're coming up to the break. We've got some interesting stuff about New York State sitting on 700,000 gallons of unused hand sanitizer made by prison inmates. And it's going to cost millions of dollars to dispose of it. You talk about waste of taxpayer money. And we're going to be talking about jumps in youth suicide with transgender treatments and lack of parental consent. Yeah, there's a study out there that connected the two. Wow. Crazy as it may seem, that's one of the reasons why the phone lines are open. Now's your chance to jump in. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We will put you on hold, and you will be first up when we come back from the break. We're at the bottom of the hour here, 28 minutes after the hour. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We will be back after this break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon on Flag Day, that's June 14th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour for this last segment. Your phone calls are welcome. 844-769-2944. You should have that on speed dial on your phone, especially all of you. If you're a first-time caller, we'd love to have you on the show to give us a little input. You know, the parents have been standing up and fighting a lot of garbage, but now worry over student surveying leads Missouri Attorney General to subpoena seven school districts. Going to give you a little backstory on this one. School surveys that collect information from students and create a perceived need for social and emotional learning curriculum have caught the attention of Missouri authorities. Attorney General Eric Schmidt issued subpoenas this week to seven school districts that allegedly employ student surveys created by education companies Panorama and Project Wayfinder to gather data about parents' political beliefs and income levels, as well as racial identity, sexual behaviors, and mental health. Those same groups come in and sell that curriculum to the schools, said Kimberly Herman, general counsel with Southeastern Legal Foundation, a national nonprofit law firm that defends liberty. The contracts with these companies are public record, so they're supposed to be approved during school board meetings, but the surveys are happening without parental consent and parental notification. And so in response to that, Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt has launched an investigation into the use of student surveys. And since we're coming over KCXL in Liberty, Missouri, you folks that are listening to this broadcast out there should know some of them are very close to you. This is where they're happening, folks. Melville School District, Webster Groves School District, Jefferson City School District, Lee Summit R7 School District, Park Hill School District. Those are close. Springfield School District and Neosho School District with an eye on violations of Missouri's Family Educational Right and Privacy Act, FERPA, or the Protection of Pupil Rights Amendment, PPRA, subjecting students to personal invasive surveys created by third-party consultants, potentially without parents' consent, is ridiculous and does nothing to further our children's education, Schmidt said in an online statement. Herman details in a May 1 letter to Schmidt that Webster Grove School District requires middle school students to take a survey on LGBTQIA+ struggles. That asks, what are your preferred pronouns? What struggles have you experienced related to LGBTQIA+? And what would you like to see in the school in order to be more inclusive? Like, these kids get that stuff. There are federal statutes that say they're not supposed to ask these questions, said Andy Wells, the Missouri chapter of the president of No Left Turn in Education. The problem is school districts, some of the companies that are being hired by school districts don't care. They don't give a damn. They just ignore it. They do it anyway, and if somebody doesn't like it, you'll just have to sue them. You see, this is what it's all about. Now we've got an attorney general stepping up and conducting investigations. I hope, Eric Schmidt, I hope you do something about it. You know, they don't call Missouri the show-me state for nothing. Trust me, folks, I used to do morning news in Kansas City, so I get it. I followed a number of people. I've actually interviewed John Ashcroft in studio. So, you know, trust me when I say there are a lot of people out there that do care, especially if they're of conservative nature. I just wish they would care more about the crap that's in the land records that they're using, that they falsify to steal people's homes. And don't think they're not going to start ramping up and doing that again, because as this economy deteriorates, and we're going to be talking about that here shortly, things get a little dicey. And all of a sudden they come in and start taking people's homes. There's a number of cases out there that have had to be fought, including one against Wells Fargo, against a couple in northwest Missouri that literally drove them to serious health problems, and they lied, and the attorney for the couple showed it in court. We were talking before the break about 700,000 gallons of unused hand sanitizer. Well, they commissioned prison inmates in New York inmates to make this stuff. In March 2020, then Governor Andrew Cuomo announced New York would begin manufacturing its own supply of hand sanitizer. The leftover stockpile is worth $4.3 million. $4.3 million worth of sanitizer that has to be destroyed because it wasn't used, costing additional millions of dollars, according to Politico. Gotta love the way they love to waste taxpayer money. One of many examples of how the government overreaction to combating COVID. Hey, you know, they're all following the narrative, folks. And then they put it in your head, and you follow the narrative.
Who? Follow the Olympic Road.
Follow the Olympic Road. Yeah. So we also told you about a study that connects a jump in youth suicide with transgender treatments with lack of parental consent. State policies that allow kids to access so-called gender-affirming care without parental consent have created a significant increase in suicides, according to a New Heritage Foundation study. Now, I don't know, maybe the study, because of the fact that Tavistock Institute is controlling what Heritage says and thinks, maybe they've just embedded some people into the Heritage Foundation's think tank. We don't know. That's why I just, you know, you take this study with bated breath. I got to ask the question here. This is a study that found that in 2020, 1.6 more suicides per 100,000 residents ages 12 to 23 in states that allow minors access to puberty blockers and other gender reassignment procedures without parental consent. Jay Green is a Heritage Research Fellow in Education, found little evidence that such procedures prevent suicide. In fact, they may be fueling an increase in suicide among young people, according to the study. How would these people know about gender-affirming care and where to get medical procedures and puberty blockers without parents' consent unless somebody put it in their head? When Alabama passed legislation making gender transition procedures and treatments illegal to perform on kids, Peppermint Patty, you know I'm talking about, Jen Psaki, said the new law would interfere with life-saving health care. Oh, how would these people know about gender-affirming care unless the teachers put it in their head in the first place? Here's a thought, and I'm not committing barratry by saying it. Let's think on this thing for a minute. I wonder what it would be like if you could show that a teacher like Megan Williams, who we talked about yesterday in the show, was out there teaching these kids gender-affirming care, and as a result of this, and taking hormone treatment, puberty blockers, social affirmation, and surgery and whatnot without parental consent, some kid killed themselves, and all of a sudden, the parents come back and sue the teacher for alienation of affection. Think about that for a minute and go research your local statutes, folks. You want a solution? I'm giving you a thought process here. I'm not telling you to go out and do something stupid other than research. Because if you have research and you understand what alienation of affection is, and you have a teacher out there telling your child to rat out your parents and break up the family unit, don't you think that that's alienation of affection? Look up the legal definition of it, and then you decide whether or not to sue your teacher and your school district for condoning it and what it's done to the family unit. Now, is it going to open up a Pandora's box? Are you going to have to put the kid in psychological care? Are you going to have family counseling? is the psychiatrist for the family counseling session going to have to go to court and state the obvious, that the kid didn't start having issues and suicidal thoughts until after the teacher suggested it? And all of a sudden the parents find out and it's like, hey, wait a minute, who put that thought in your head? You see, all this stuff has to come into play in order to get rid of this garbage that they're teaching your kids in school, which is why homeschool moms are doing exactly what they need to be doing, teaching their children the way they should go so when they grow older, biblically, they won't turn away from it. This gender-affirming care, hormone treatment, puberty blockers, and all this garbage. And, I mean, you get these surveys that we just talked about that are going down in Missouri in multiple school districts, including Park Hill and Lee Summit, which are Kansas City area schools. I know because I worked there as a news reporter, remember? When you're talking about stuff like that, and they're asking your kids, have you ever seen your parents have sex? This is sick, twisted stuff, folks. They're getting into your family unit's personal information and asking your kids to rat out you, the parent, by taking a survey. See, I'd be incensed. I wouldn't be doxing school board members. I'd be literally exposing them at school board meetings. Oh, let the feds come to your house. Go ahead. See, it gives me another reason to drag people into, in other words, you get the FBI agent's name and you complicate his life by dragging him into the lawsuit if they come to your house and they threaten you. Well, you're a domestic terrorist because you went to a school board meeting and you confronted them about they were sharing gender-affirming care and hormone treatment and puberty blockers without telling the parents, and you found out about it, and you came to the school board, and you objected. No, we have to consider you a domestic terrorist. Oh, you go right ahead, buddy. See you in court. And sue the FBI agent? Well, I haven't heard of it being done yet, but leave it to somebody. Fidelity, bravery, and integrity, my ass. These people, you know, they're working for the administration in power. Understand the way they think, folks. And even if the Biden administration threatens states with a warning, they might be in violation of civil rights law if they put limitations on gender-affirming care. These people are sick and twisted, folks. They don't call them Hair Sniffer Joe for nothing. I mean, you've seen all the video of him talking about touching my leg. Seriously? This is pretty sick and twisted. This is who you're dealing with right now, folks. And to make things worse, a recessionary red flag was raised on June 13th, that's yesterday, when the yield curve inverted on the bellwether 2-year, 10-year U.S. Treasury spread on expectations the Federal Reserve might tighten monetary policy faster and further in a bid to tame soaring inflation. You see, when we're dealing in a half-baked fiat currency, this is where you end up, which is why people are stocking up on junk silver and gold. I'm sorry, but this is what people are telling me. I'm not supposed to be giving advice because I'm not a financial counselor, but I've had financial people on here that are telling me, please don't invest in crypto. Bitcoin is at an 18-month low right now. You people that think you're hiding your money once you put it into crypto, and guess what? There's a new credit card coming out. Yeah, they're doing everything they can. Abra launches a crypto credit card that you can take and use, a rewards credit card that'll function on the American Express network that will allow transactions in U.S. dollars and offer crypto rewards on purchases of any amount and category. You see, they got to put this stuff out there. The evil banks have to put this stuff out there to get you used to it so that when they finally pull the great reset scam on you, you will just capitulate and say, well, we're already doing it. Let's just go along to get along and just let him come in and tell us what we can do. Okay, Homer Simpson. He's a dumb tool. You know, this is why they make these kinds of TV shows, folks. To brainwash you with ways to break up the family unit. They got your kids ratting you out in school. Oh, my. You see, this is crazy. And then if you're an engineer and you're working for Google and you described artificial intelligence program as a coworker and a child, that's sentient behavior. And this guy gets suspended. That's right. Blake Lemoyne gets suspended, put on administrative leave for breaching confidentiality policies after the engineer raised concern to Google's upper leadership about the responsible AI ethics group. That's right, about what he described as human-like behavior in the AI program he was testing. Wow. Amazing how that works. You see, they're constantly, the Google is responsible for a lot of this invasiveness in your privacy. And for those of you who are going to say bully to this one, a judge last Friday dismissed a National Labor Relations Board complaint against Home Depot, claiming the company violated employee rights by prohibiting workers from wearing BLM imagery while on the job. Yeah. And where was the complaint filed in March of 21? By an employee at Home Depot's Minnesota store. You see, there's a lot more woke people up there. See, Minnesota's famous. They got the MERS statute up there, which means if mortgage electronic registration systems, you know, files a complaint against you and wants to foreclose, well, you have to go along to get along and just let them take your house. Even if MERS lies about the fact that they own your loan, which they don't. You know, not too many people are researching MERS, which is the reason I'm selling the book Clotted Titles on the Power Mall. It talks all about the foreclosure mess, and if you know or you know somebody, you're involved in a foreclosure, you know somebody who is, I would suggest they go to the Power Mall and buy that book and read about it, what MERS is. MERS doesn't like me. I have a target on my back. MERS wishes I was dead. Because I exposed him in this book. They tried to have me thrown out of federal court in Kansas City once during a settlement conference I was invited to by the judge. That's how tight and intimately involved I have been in helping people save their homes. And you think I don't care? Ha! I care about solutions, folks. One of them is to figure out a way to stop these morons and these REMIC trusts from coming in and claiming that they've been harmed. They haven't proven it, especially in deed of trust states. They got to come to court. Nope, they don't. In deed of trust states, the homeowner's got to file a lawsuit. How many homeowners out there in deed of trust states like Missouri? How many of you out there, Texas, Missouri? I mean, there's a whole bunch of them out. There's 21 some odd states out there that are deed of trust states where the homeowner has to actually take the bank and the servicer to court, take the plaintiff to court, that's trying to foreclose on their house. It's the only way you're going to stop them is to get a temporary restraining order. I'm not giving you political advice here. I'm telling you what attorneys are telling me, including Greg Ly, L-E-Y-H, lylaw.com, who is a Missouri attorney that represented that couple up in Northwest Missouri I told you about that Wells Fargo harassed into serious health problems. And come to find out, Wells Fargo lied and they were sanctioned. You want to talk about stuff like that? See, I'm giving you solutions here. I'm telling you the name of an attorney who I actually work with and gave information to that actually did something right. He went after Wells Fargo and beat their ass in court in Missouri. So you cannot give up if a bank is coming and you suspect there is something wrong with your land records. This is why I tell you to do your homework, folks. Looking up your land records every 6 months is probably the next best thing to looking up things on your credit report. Which is why I also have a fifth edition, the Credit Restoration Primer at the Power Mall. These are solutions, folks. I don't promote for no reason at all. I have damn good reason for promoting, and that's because we're all about solutions here on the Power Hour. That's why these books are out there. And that's why when somebody comes at a major retailer like Home Depot and sits there and says, why can't I wear my BLM imagery on my shirt and let everybody know Black Lives Matter? Well, you know, the federal judge pretty much, Paul Bogus is his name, wrote in the opinion, BLM messaging does not fall within employees' protected concerted activity, that the plaintiffs failed to sufficiently reason their argument. BLM logo displays offer nothing to improve their terms and conditions of employment. Ta-da! So there, NLRB. You see, some of these lawsuits, to me, are frivolous. They really are. Home Depot, good for you. You fought it, and you won. Here's another little thing about why the left's Green New Deal doesn't work. Here we have a car with a top speed of 100 miles an hour. That's it. And it claims it'll have you eating the dust of other luxury vehicles. Yep. A top speed of 100 miles an hour. Similarly priced Ferrari F8 can go more than twice that fast. But that isn't the point. Does the Ferrari F8 have battery charging solar panels? Ah, the Lightyear Zero does. And its namesake parent company says deliveries will start this year. So you can now drive off-grid. All for the price of $263,000. Would you buy one? Probably not. You see, that's why the Green New Deal doesn't work. Who in Hades is going to go out and pay $263,000 for a solar-powered car just so Joe Biden will be happy? Yeah, I didn't think so. I had to throw that in there, folks. And, of course, from our propaganda column, here's Ben Bernanke out there, the Federal Reserve. You know, the ones that gave you the fiat money system that D.V. Kidd and everybody else has been talking about, fiat money. Legal tender for all debts, public and private. I wonder if I can still get away with going to a McDonald's and going through the drive-thru and asking the kid taking the money at the drive-thru whether or not they still accept Federal Reserve notes and see what he does. And then you get Ben Bernanke out there saying, well, the U.S. economy has a decent chance of avoiding recession, but things could go bad. Okay, Bernanke, so are they good? Are they bad? Well, it's a mixed bag, he said on CNN. You know, just by mere fact he went on CNN to say this, he's telling all the liberals what they think they want to hear. Fed Chair Jay Powell calls it a softish landing, either no recession or very mild one. These people are so full of bullpucky, it's not even funny. Folks, you just have to be out in the hinterland and watch your paycheck go just like that. Pipped. Sound effect, please. There we go. Just like that. Your paycheck goes that fast, and it's all on groceries and gas, and you can't get to work, and you got to make a decision as to whether or not you want to even take a job that forces you to have to drive 20 miles away just to make a buck. And that 20 miles, if your car doesn't get 20 miles per gallon, compute up now that you may be spending, because, I mean, we've seen this on public TV. Mainstream media is reporting some gas stations are charging damn near $10 a gallon. Now, that means that if your car gets 20 miles per gallon, that means it costs you $10 to get to work and $10 to get home. If you work 20 miles away from where you live. That means you're spending $20 in gas. How many days a week? That's $100 a week if you work a five-day week, right? No wonder more people want to work at home. Is this another one of those little baited things that they're making you think about? Work from home. That way we can save on gas. That way we're not burning fossil fuel. And we're that much closer to the Green New Deal. Ask yourself these questions. We've included some interesting health items about nutrients and supplements that can improve your sleep quality. Certain minerals like magnesium, potassium, and calcium. And we've also got another article on even small amounts of alcohol a day may damage brain health, according to a study. Now, again, researchers from the University of Pennsylvania analyzed data collected for more than 36,000 adults regarding alcohol consumption. They were gleaned from the UK Biobank. They got the data from overseas, really? Scientists link alcohol consumption to reduction in brain volume. Oh, okay. The group that had 2 to 3 drinks a day experienced reductions in both the white and gray matter. The more the subjects drank, the more brain volume they lost. Well, you know, the liver is connected to the brain, folks. Just like the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone's connected to the... Yeah, you know the song. I studied anatomy in college. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not trying to make light of all this. But when you're looking at studies like this, you know, why do the French drink so much wine? Why do they let their kids drink wine? Think about that for a minute before you put a lot of heavy emphasis in studies like this, where the University of Pennsylvania has to go overseas to get their data. In the energy and environment category, we've got some articles for you to read. Unprecedented flooding forces Yellowstone National Park to close all entrances and leave the locals trapped. Wow. And we also, because of the fact we talked about EMP on the show, I've included a article on the Amish community. Do they use electricity or not? All about those things you wanted to know about their off-grid lifestyle. Maybe they're not so crazy after all, folks. You need to read that. And 7 ways to start homesteading today. We've got an article there as well, as the FDA making COVID vax decisions based on only a study of 10 kids. This is stupidity, folks. It's the way it is. We'll be back with more of your news and thought processes tomorrow on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.